Hey friend, thanks for pressing play on today's episode. Elise is taking you on a walk and talk as she dives into the hot topic of cold plunging. From staunch opponent to reluctant convert to someone who's seeing the real benefits in her body, Elise is filling all the details on why cold plunging may really be just worth the hype. You're going to learn about cold plunging and how it impacts everything from metabolism to brown fat to your mental health. After listening to this, you may just be ready to fill up your tub for a dip. And if you love this walk and talk, then you're going to want to sign up for the interest list for our Love Paced Race, where you're training at the speed of love to walk a 5K, a 10K, a half marathon, or a full. You're going to get access to weekly walk and talks just like this with Elisa and some of our incredible global ministry leaders training with us. Elisa's talking more about this in this show, so swipe up on the notes to get on the list today. Be sure to let us know if you like this episode by leaving us a review and a rating. Your kind words help us keep spreading the good news. Okay, friends, you ready for the plunge? Let's go.
Okay, welcome to another walkie-talkie time with Elisa. It's the sound of my garage door opener going up. I guess whenever you hear that squeaky metal door raising up, you'll know. All right, just gonna hang out with Elisa for a little bit. So did you have fun last time we met and walked and talked? Listen, if you enjoyed that, you are really gonna enjoy the Love Paced Race, which is coming up here. We will start training in June, so don't panic, you have plenty of time. But right now, just so you know, we've got some amazing global ministry leaders that are going to be a part of the Love Paced Race. So what you're hearing me do right now, they're going to get to do. You're going to hear from voices like Ann Voskamp, Lisa Whittle, Jamie Ivey, Jamie Nato, Nika Maples, Nina Landis, Ashley Miner, Felicia Masonheimer, and who am I missing? I'm missing Nicole Yunus. These are amazing people who have committed. They are going to, with their best effort, do a half marathon or a full marathon with Jamie and I, Jamie Ivey. Shout out to her in Hawaii at the end of 2024 this year. So anyways, that's just a little sneak peek. Really excited about it. But they're going to go on walks and talks with you, and they are going to just be the wonderful image bearers of God that they are and keep you company as you move your feet and renew your mind and embody God. That's what we're going to do. So I'm right now walking the side of my house. Last time we went down a more windy, noisy road. So I thought, oh, you know what? Next time I'm going to shoot off the beaten path. So right now I live in a part of Phoenix that has some desert preserve nearby, but I'm in central Phoenix. So I also, oh, that is the sound of a bee or something. Woo! So next to my house, there's this kind of, what is it? What do they call it? When it's just a bunch of brush that I can cut through, and then it kind of feels like you're out in the desert, but you're still in a neighborhood. So that's where we are. It's another overcasted day today in Phoenix. So weird. This time I put glasses on though, because I was squinting last time, but it's beautiful. Listen, y'all, just let me enjoy this weather for now, because in about 3 months, you can all start telling me how great it is where you live, where when we are burning our hands on the steering wheel and the flesh off our thighs when we sit in our cars. Okay, I digress. So today I am going to talk to you about my latest thing I love doing, and it's cold plunging. Okay, I know I am late to this party. I'm late. I resisted. I turned down the invitation. When people sent me the invitation to try, See, here's the thing. I already had a staunch, firm belief about the cold. I don't do the cold. There's a reason that I live in Phoenix, Arizona, everyone. I'm born and raised a desert girl. The desert is healing to me. Right now, I'm looking at the most beautiful vista of Camelback Mountain. If you don't know what Camelback Mountain is, Google it. There's a jackrabbit just running outside of the bush. It's a desert. It's arid. It's dry. You want to drink a lot of water in the desert. I don't even drink cold water, y'all. That's how much of an aversion I have to the cold. I'd rather drink room temperature. So when cold plunging became a thing, really came on the scene, I honestly, it feels like maybe about 3 or 4 years ago. Does everyone remember when they were doing that ice bucket challenge on like TikTok and Instagram, where people would like pour it over their head and then challenge someone else? I think that was like the beginning of something a little bit. And then we started noticing and how athletes would soak in like ice for recovery. So that's why the cold, the bucket challenge was like not that extreme. People saying you'll be fine. This is actually a tool they use in therapy for athletes. So everyone started doing that. But it feels like maybe, I don't know what, 3 or 4 years ago, this whole like submerging yourself in some type of cold water became a thing. So shout out right now. I'm just going to call her out to our girl, Jess Conley. Jess Conley, I know you. These are the moments when the student becomes the teacher. Jess Conley has surpassed the teacher. She got on the kick of cold plunging and just said, Lisa, come on. I'm like, nope, no thank you. So let me give you a little backstory. I tried cold plunging about, what, for the first time, really doing it. Like 10 years ago, I went to Cabo. I was at this hotel where we had a day pass to the spa, and my friends were all, we were all doing the sauna and the jacuzzi, which I'm good with, right? Well, they had a cold plunge at this jacuzzi place or this spa place. So I went ahead and gave it a try. I didn't know what to expect, but I was already really hot. And I jumped in this well of cold water and then I got out. And to be honest with you, it was pretty refreshing. I can do that. But the fact that a cold plunge, in order to get the benefits, you're supposed to kind of submerge and stay there. So it was a hard pass for me. Then about 4 months ago, I was on a retreat with some gals and friends of mine, and Alyssa Bethke, I'll shout her out. Her and Jefferson, her husband, started getting into cold plunging. They got one at their house. I'm like, oh gosh, these people with their cold plunging. Well, we were on a retreat with a bunch of other ladies, sounds so weird, women, girls, okay. And they decided one night that the fun activity for the night was gonna be cold plunging, sauna and cold plunging. I was like, come on, I can think of 500 other better things to do tonight than go submerge ourselves in cold water. And it was cold outside. It was already cold outside. We all had big puffy jackets on. What are we doing? So we went to this place and I started with the sauna because I can do heat. I thought if I get my body really, really hot, then I'll try the cold thing. So that's what I did. And the whole time I was in the sauna, I just was like anxious, like, oh, why am I doing this? And then I talked to myself saying, Lisa, you don't have to do this. You don't have to. And that felt like the Holy Spirit, like, you're free. But then it was just this challenge of, oh, I'm gonna try it. So I did it, slid into that bathtub, and I was a baby. I screamed for like a minute and I said, I'm out of here. I hated it. And I didn't, everyone was thinking, oh, the wellness girl is going to like have her turn moment here, because the rest of them were such fans and advocates of it. And I think I let them down because I got out of that water. I said, that was miserable. No, thank you. Done. So,
So I had my first moment in Cabo where it was just an in and out, and I was fine with that. But the whole staying in there, 1 minute, I was like, no, thank you. So fast forward about a month ago, my husband and I decided that we wanted to join a gym. We belonged to another gym than town, but it was like there was a lot of things happening with the equipment. Things were breaking down. It was just not great. So we toured some other gyms and we found this one that we really liked. And such a blessing. I'm so grateful that we can have the ability to go to the gym. I know that for some of you, you're like, I don't have a gym. You do not need access to a gym to move your body, to gain strength, and to even cold plunge. I'll come back to that in a second. So when I get to this new gym, there's a sauna. And I'm like, yes. There's a steam room. Yes. And there's a cold plunge. I'm like, oh, there it is. It's taunting me. So one day, I got in the sauna and I felt really good, really relaxed, and stayed in there for about 20 minutes. And I walked out the door. And meanwhile, let me give you some context of just life in general. Life has been really challenging. Just challenging. Ministry's been challenging. And I don't have to go into more detail on that. It's just been a wilderness trying time. And we go through these seasons, everyone. It happens. They will come. And Peter says, beloved, do not be surprised at the fiery trials that come upon you to test you. To what, guys? Test you as though something strange were happening to you. But know that it's doing something, it's producing something. And the best part about trials is if you know your hands are clean and your heart's pure, which I, as far as it depends on me, I know mine are, and I'm open to the Lord telling me if there's anything not in me pure. But as long as that's been settled, then you just have to ride it out and know this is doing something, this is producing something. And so because I was carrying this kind of energy with me, around me in the last season of time, I got out of the sauna that day and I saw the jacuzzi, or I'm sorry, I did see the jacuzzi, and next to it was the cold plunge. And I just felt this invitation. It was a gentle nudge of the Holy Spirit, this inner strength in me to say, do you want to try it? Just try it. 15 seconds, Elisa. You don't have to stay long. Just try it. You don't have to be afraid of this. And it was kind. It wasn't bullying. It wasn't peer pressure. It was just this really sweet, gentle, do you want to try it? Like, okay, I'll try it. Only 15 seconds. So yeah, only 15 seconds. So I took my body over there, exhaled, and tried to kind of jump my body in. I didn't want to walk into it. I'm like, just give me in it. Kind of like I did it the first time in Cabo, where I just plunged in and got out. But I got in, I looked at the clock, it's on the wall, and I just breathed. I knew enough to breathe, as I teach you guys all the time. I breathed and then watched that little red second hand just tick down for 15 seconds. And then I got out. And I'll tell you what, I got out and I was like, okay, I didn't die. I did it. And I felt a sense of accomplishment and courage and obedience and fun. Wasn't that bad? Okay. I went home that day and I told my husband, I did it for 15 seconds today, because he's been growing in it and doing it and benefiting from it. And he knows my stance on it. So I was really proud of my 15 seconds. So then the next time I went back to the gym again, it started to just become, hey, only 15 seconds. You know you can do 15 seconds. So then I'd get in again, 15 seconds. But this time, 20 seconds, 30 seconds. And I knew that when I was in it, I was testing my nervous system. I was actually training for the test. I was training for the trial. And I started connecting to a deeper part inside of me that is the Holy Spirit in me. Greater is He who is in me than he who is in this cold water. That's what I started doing.
And as I started to just stay in the water, y'all, more and more I could stay. And then as I got out, every time I felt this, whoa. The benefits are pretty immediate because it is an immediate response to your nervous system. It's immediate shock to your sympathetic nervous system that you want to get out of that cold water. Why are we doing this? Ah, all the loud noises. But then as you stay and breathe and get quiet, from inside of you, you start to feel this inner warmth that's available because your body is warmer than the cold water. You would have to stay in there for about 5 or so more minutes, depending on your body frame, until your body core temperature will start to then match the water and then things start to slow down. And that's a danger zone and nobody needs to do that. But the whole point is you don't realize how much stronger, how much more is available inside of you than what's going on around you. I started getting that cold plunge and I was encountering the presence of God like I couldn't anywhere else. And then here's where I knew it was really taking a turn towards, oh, this is actually starting to do something inside of me. After a few weeks of practicing that a few times a week, 3 or 4 times a week, not every day, it started getting easier. I started feeling again this inner warmth. I'm like, I'm okay. I'm safe. I'm safe. I'm safe. I'm safe. The next time I was at a meeting that had like a moment of panic or fear or stress or bad news, just bad news. It was weird. I got the bad news and my body went into this moment of as if it knew what to do. There was this message in my body that said, cold plunge. Breathe, you're okay. And it that moment that might have hit me as one of great stress did not hit the same way because I'd been training. Y'all, we talk about these things back in the membership portal and teachings that I do and the revving the words, like we're training. But see, the thing about revving the words, you kind of ease into that stress. You're coming into it and you're in a zone of where all these chemicals and endorphins are being released, and that's a good thing. But that's not actually going to truly translate to the rest of the day when you're just going about your day and you're not exercising a bunch of endorphins in the moment. You're just doing the thing you do, work, and then some bad news hits. You're going to feel that in your body. And you can't go for a run at that moment. You can't stand up and do a rev hex. Well, you could. That's why that cold plunging really has an immediate effect. So I'm here to tell you, it is powerful and useful and effective. Okay, and now I'm going to share from Jess Conley. She shared this with me recently as she's seen me becoming an advocate of it. She shared with me her research that she did on cold plunging, and there's tons of great positive research out there of why it's so effective. But here are some things. One, it helps with mental health, hands down. Decreases depression, fatigue, anger, tension, and confusion. It increases in vigor and self-esteem scores. It's good for muscle recovery, right? You know that. That's back to the athletes that soak in cold water. But it is also good for decreasing or increasing your immune support. Your immune support. This is from her notes that she found. It says, although it didn't look, a study didn't look at a traditional cold plunge, in the Netherlands found that cold water exposure via cold showers led to less sick days taken at work. Over 3,000 participants were randomized into 2 groups, an only warm shower group and a warm shower group that ended with 30 to 90 seconds of cold water. Results showed that the group that added 30 to 90 seconds of cold showering took 29% less sick days compared to the warm shower counterparts. Additionally, there was a 54% reduction in sick days if participants also regularly exercised in addition to the cold exposure. So you can see why this is at the gym. Like, hey, you just exercise. Now, submerge your body in this water and let your immune system benefit. But I think one of the greatest things, again, is the stress. Decreasing depression, fatigue, anger, and confusion. I can feel that. Oh, and one more fun little thing is that it helps with your metabolism. People that cold plunge, increase brown fat. Brown fat is a fiery fat. It burns stuff compared to white fat. So you can convert white fat to brown fat, and then brown fat becomes like a little fire that helps you to optimize your metabolism. So it's good. Fat is good. We need it on our bodies. Brown fat is the kind that gets to work for us. So I'm here to tell you, you don't have to go to the gym to cold plunge. You don't have to invest in some fancy tank. You can fill your bathtub with cold water and submerge yourself. Make sure you breathe. Make sure you know. Tap into the power of the Holy Spirit that's in you. Greater is He in you than whatever is around you in the world. It's a beautiful way to practice scripture and train for the stressful environment and the stressful moment that will spring itself upon you. And you'll have to know, okay, I have resource for this. You can also do the shower thing, the 60 to 90 seconds at the end of a shower. I don't like a shower, just letting you know. That feels like the banging of the beads of water on me. Just no, thank you. I'd rather just slide into something and submerge. But that's just me. All that to say, isn't it kind of the Lord to just say, hey, this whole world has been made for you. Enjoy the world. More are for you than against you. You have everything you need for any moment that comes upon you, but we just have to learn how to tap in and take heart. So I've been having fun with that, and I hope maybe that encourages some of you. Give it a try. Let me know if you do. Hit me up on Instagram or leave a review, or we'll see you back in membership. Yeah, and pretty soon, we're going to be walking and talking quite a bit. You guys have a good day. Peace.
Hey friend, thanks for hanging out with us today. We'd love to know how this walk and talk impacted you. And if you're ready to take the plunge, leave us a voice message and let us know all about it. And don't forget, you can get on the interest list for the Love Paced Race, where we're learning to train at the speed of love. The link is in the show notes. Swipe up for more information. We'll be back Monday with a brand new Revving the Word with Alisa. We'll see you then.